Bloody Mary Podcast.
Char. Welcome to the Bloody Mary Podcast, where we talk about all things horror while drinking a Bloody Mary. I'm Jesse.
And I'm Tammy, and we are totally married. We got our Bloody Marys, and tonight we are ranking the Leprechaun franchise.
Yeah, we are. Did you like my accent there?
I loved it. It was perfect.
That was cool. Spot on. That was my Leprechaun. That's the only time I'm going to do that. Well, no, I'll probably do it throughout this podcast.
You probably will, yeah.
So, spoilers. If you haven't seen the Leprechaun franchise, we're going to be spoiling them. I don't think there's a lot to spoil. I don't think anyone's going to be pissed that we spoiled Leprechaun fucking 3 or anything. The latest one came out in 2018. So if you haven't seen that one yet, it's still been like 8 years. Like,
yeah, check it out.
I really hope someone gets pissed that we like spoiled some Leprechaun stuff.
I really do.
Spoilers.
Yeah.
But before we get into it, I want to do a special shout out to Matt Clark, who gave us the Leprechaun collection on DVD. We were able to watch a couple of the ones we couldn't watch on this. So
yeah,
thanks a lot,
Matt
Clark.
Team Scarecrow.
Yeah, Team Scarecrow. He was part of a couple film crews of mine.
Yeah.
And you guys were Team Scarecrow on a short film, Field of Screams.
Yeah.
So Matt Clark does a bad horror movie. Oh, no, just a bad movie night. They do it on Discord. And the description is, if you like watching movies and riffing on them like riff tracks, come join us every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Pacific Central Time. All are welcome. So him and his buddy Levi do it, and Levi does the intro and the outro and some of the graphic stuff for the program. And I've seen it, and some pretty cool work. So if you like bad movies, I'll put the link in the description or whatever to their bad movie night.
Yeah, that sounds like a lot of fun. I think that I would have a lot of fun with that.
Yeah,
actually,
we gotta join in on one of those soon when we have the time. So what are we, St. Patrick's Day Leprechaun franchise? We watched all these bitches.
We have, and we've been like trying to do this for the last, 5 years?
Yeah.
And life happens, and we're like, oh, we'll try next year. So yeah, we did it. We finally fucking did it.
we watched all the Leprechauns. So yeah, we're going to rank them from our least favorite to our favorite.
Yep.
Do you have any thoughts on the Leprechaun franchise before we get into it?
My thought was, it's just fun, funny, silly. It, you know, most of them I wasn't bored at all, so that's nice. Yeah. And it, you know, again, my measuring metrics is the Howling series, and if I enjoy remotely half of it, that's even better than that. So
yeah,
and I pretty much enjoyed all of them.
I do have to agree that the majority of this franchise is just entertaining for what they are.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, there's like other franchises that we're going to have to watch that I'm sure are way worse. Like, I hear the Children of the Corn franchise is pretty horrendous to sit through. Ugh. I hear Wrong Turn gets pretty awful as you're going through those. And some other ones, too. But I think, okay. Well, hey, Leprechauns.
Moving on. All right, yeah. Here we go.
There are 8 of these films. The first one that came out, I think, in 93, and the last one we got was 2018. So they're still going, and there's going to be, there's another one in talks coming up.
Yeah.
They're trying to figure out what to do. So let's get into it.
Okay, let's go.
Leprechaun movies. Who wants to go first?
I'll let you go first.
Me go first? Yeah. Okay. I have a feeling this last one's going to be ours the same. Number 8, my least favorite Leprechaun film is Leprechaun Origins from 2014, directed by Zach Lipinski. Two young couples backpacking through Ireland discover that one of Ireland's most famous legends is a terrifying reality. And this is the last one because it genuinely isn't a Leprechaun film.
It's not. Okay, I'm going to jump in because that's also my number 8.
Yep, that's both of ours.
It's not a Leprechaun film, and I don't care. Fuck you. It's not.
Yeah. I mean, it's boring. So what this is all the others, it's Warwick Davis and another guy and another one, but they're just whimsical, funny one-liners. It's a little Leprechaun doing stupid, silly things, having fun kills. That's like the charm of the Leprechaun franchise.
Right.
And this one, and I understand it too, because you get off of like Leprechaun Back to the Hood, which is extreme silliness, and it's a decade has passed, so like, okay, let's reboot it, let's try doing a straight horror.
Right.
So, I understand that mentality of like trying to do something different, but this was just a bad movie.
Well, part of it is it's made by wrestlers. It was produced by WWE,
and you know, give them credit. I do like the Speak No Evil films; those were fun for what they were. But this, wow,
it's not. And also, it's called Origins. Okay, yeah. Nowhere in this is an origin of any of the Leprechaun movies we've ever fucking saw ever.
Yeah,
it's not. And when I think of origin, I like the beginning. This is, excuse me. This is like 2000 and what? And they're doing origins?
Yeah.
No. I want to go back in time if I want an origin.
Yeah.
And I also want my leprechaun to talk.
Oh, I want
him to talk, throw out funny one-liners, and kill people fun.
Yeah.
That's what I want.
So what this movie was, it's like kind of like, it's a basic group of teens, college students are in Ireland, and then they get convinced by the locals to go stay at a rundown cabin. And then it's all a lure because they have to feed this creature in the woods that's a leprechaun in order to keep the gold that they have
that they stole from
the small town.
Yeah.
And the creature and the and it's just kind of a kind of cookie cutter horror film like that going through the beats, except they like slapped the leprechaun name off of it. Like if you took Leprechaun Origins off of this and called it Ireland's Creature or Creature in the Woods, it would be the same. You wouldn't know it wasn't a leprechaun
right,
film.
Because it looks nothing like any of the leprechauns.
No, it looks like a shaved, demented monkey.
But also, you barely see it
at
all. Like you don't even get a full-on look at it. Like, you get side glances. It doesn't speak. It has, like, predator vision.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
it has night vision, which, like, you don't get kills. You get, like, night vision. There's barely any kills, and the leprechaun design, it's just really stupid. And the camera work it got to the point where it was dizzying and almost nauseous because they kept going in and out of focus with like every fucking character, in and out of focus with the leprechaun, in and out of focus, shaky cam. They're just doing that because, I don't know, inexperience, I think.
I don't know. It was just, it's like Leatherface in the text. It's not a fucking leprechaun movie. It's just not.
No.
So it doesn't even belong on the list because it's not a fucking leprechaun movie.
And one of my favorite kills in there was all CGI. It could have been cool where they accidentally like axed their friend in the head.
Right.
It was so CG. It was just, God damn it. Like the one kill you could have like did something really cool with, and it's just really bad CGI.
Yeah.
And then what was the biggest crime of this film at the end?
Fuck you, Lucky Charms. She says, fuck you, Lucky Charms, and she did not earn that shit at all because that is not a lucky charm. That is not even close to a goddamn leprechaun, and you didn't earn that shit. That was the worst. That was the worst.
For context, fuck you, Lucky Charms is a classic one-liner from the original film. It was done really well there, and we hadn't heard it until Leprechaun Origins, and they did not deserve that callback.
No, they didn't deserve that callback at all.
It was like out of like, I've seen, what was it, like Alien Romulus, where she says something along the lines of fuck you bitch is what Ripley said,
right?
And you know, that was fine, right? Some callbacks you can get away with. This is like the biggest egregious callback. Like this movie didn't deserve anything to do with like any of the leprechauns.
No, we were both like, no.
Yeah, you did not earn the right to say that, ma'am. Oh God, and it's terrible. Final Girl. There's really, it's not the worst horror movie I've seen, by far, in the world of horror. But it's just a boring, boring movie.
And I also hate ones where they're like, oh, we go to a strange town, and there's a history thing here that no one in the world knows. I'll take you into the fucking woods 7 hours away, and you can stay. Like, stop. Like, I hate those because people are so like, do you watch no movies in your life? Like,
yeah.
That you don't just accept a stranger to take you out into the cabin of the woods for something you don't even know. Like, stop it.
Let's move on from this one.
Yeah.
It's terrible. Don't check it out. Well, number seven. My number seven could be controversial. I'm not sure out there. Leprechaun 2, 1994, directed by Rodman Fletcher. This one, it's It's on his thousandth birthday, an evil leprechaun selects the descendant of one of his slaves to have as his bride, leaving it up to the girl's boyfriend to save her. Is this happen to be your number seven?
It does happen to be my number seven.
Okay. All right. So we'll just talk about it. So positives with this one. This is the only Leprechaun film to take place on St. Patrick's Day.
Right.
That was cool. I don't understand why they haven't taken advantage of that out of these eight films. There's only one on St. Patrick's Day. It feels like they should all be on St. Patrick's Day. Like how Halloween's are on Halloween.
Right.
Like I feel like Leprechauns should be on fucking St. Patrick's Day.
Agreed.
Every St. Patrick's Day, he comes back. Woohoo. another positive is Lucy from Twin Peaks is in there, and how you say his name, Clit Howard, is in there as well as like cameos. We get a white bra and boobies, lawnmower kill.
Yeah.
And that's about it for my positives. I think why this is so low is because it was confusing. Because in my head, so I had only seen Leprechaun. I've seen the first one, and I've seen bits and pieces of the other one. So I didn't really know too much about the franchise. I had assumed it was always like the same Leprechaun coming back.
Right.
And with these, I don't know if it is. I still can't tell. Some say that each Leprechaun movie is a different Leprechaun. Some say it's the same. But they never, like, at the end of a Leprechaun movie, most of them, he definitively dies.
Right.
And then in this one, he's just back with no explanation. And they go to like a backstory of like 1,000 years ago.
Right.
And like the Leprechaun in the first Leprechaun was only like 600 years old. And it was just really weird. Like, okay, you're not explaining how he's back.
Right.
And they didn't even explain that, no, these are just anthology pieces. It's just
a leprechaun.
So
yeah.
Is it just bad writing? No one gave a fuck, or
right? I mean, this one lives in a tree gifted to Houdini from the people of Ireland, which was super. Like, what the fuck are you? What? What is happening?
So
right now?
Weird.
And then the whole like. He 1,000 years ago, if his the woman he chooses sneezes thrice, then she is his bride, right?
Thrice.
And
yes.
He had a slave and it was his daughter, and she sneezed three times, but then he freaked out, and then she wasn't his bride, and then he had to wait 1,000 years. I don't know. That's where it got weird, because we're like, she just sneezed three times, though. Like,
yeah, yeah.
What? Like.
So I did a little, I watched the scene again.
Okay.
Because I had a feeling it was a blink and you miss it kind of thing, because the whole thing is, like you just said, if she sneezes three times, it can be his bride. And she did. And the slave, the father, was right next to mm-hmm. Leprechaun. And after that third sneeze, he said, God bless you. And they didn't explain it in the film. It was just implied. And then so Leprechaun got mad. And so the implication is he blessed her. And now the Leprechaun can't have her is the only thing that can gather from that.
Jesus Christ, that makes no goddamn sense, because it is a very much and especially like God bless you, just something that you say, like you yeah. don't even think about.
And then Leprechaun was like, yeah, fuck me for 1,000 years.
And then he had to wait.
Put me in a tree.
Put me in Houdini's tree, which is like an endless
yeah
labyrinth of places.
And I think this one for me, even out of like my least favorite, this is like the most forgettable one. I don't remember much of this at all. Like, legit, I had to go back and look. I'm like, oh, okay, that's who is in it. Oh, okay. I just don't, like, it was a sightseeing
in tour, her, like, in, it was the deadly side of L.A.
Okay.
Or Hollywood.
Yeah.
The dark side of L.A. or Hollywood, yeah. And he took him around in a hearse. And paid stupid amount of prices for a ticket.
I just felt like it wasn't like the follow up that I wanted from Leprechaun.
No,
like, yeah, it just wasn't like the. I wish this series would have been more like Freddy or Jason, where the Leprechaun keeps coming back and it's kind of a continuation.
Right.
But this was just a brand new kind of tale.
Right, and then you get a different, like in the first one, Four Leaf Clover traps them. Or kills them, right? In this one, there was no clover. It was iron. And so we're getting like different how to kill them. And so that's where we're like, wait, what? I thought it was just four leaf clovers. Like, what's happening right now?
Yeah.
The only thing, like, And this one, you get to like how he likes the ladies, and he likes to cover them with gold, like I assume Scrooge McDuck does, and like that's his foreplay.
we got gold coins here.
Look, gold.
Like his foreplay is covering her with all
bitches in gold.
Covering bitches in gold, and just like yeah.
This was like the start of Leprechaun getting kind of pervy.
Oh, yeah, because in the first one, I mean, he kind of was, but like. Yeah. Would he like licked her like legs?
Oh yeah, he
and stuff.
Like licked her calf or something like that.
But it was very like, oh okay, all right, that's his fort. He's like, no, I've got to get you in the mood, and he just like covers her with gold.
Yeah, and the person we're talking about is one of the leads, and I thought
she was a horrible actress.
She was not a good actress in this film. I don't know if she's gone on to do other things. But in this movie, Leprechaun 2, she gave a pretty bland performance.
Oh, my God.
The performances just kind of from everybody weren't memorable. The only kill that I remember is, like, the fake... Because Leprechaun can mimic people sometimes and mimic their voices. So he pretended... He, like, transformed or did a projection of, like, a hot, naked lady.
Yeah. That
was his...
The lead.
Yeah.
And then walked into a fan or something, right?
Walked into lawnmower blades.
Wow, lawnmower blades. That's right.
Anyways, that's, I guess, both of our number sevens. So let's jump into six.
All right. We were wondering if we were going to be the same or...
Yeah, I had predicted that we're pretty much going to be the same with some flipped around, but we'll see. I think one thing I want to say from here on up for me, I think these are all on a level equally entertaining for Leprechaun films.
Right.
It's just like, what mood are you in for?
Mm-hmm.
So my number six is Leprechaun Back to the Hood, 2003, directed by Stephen Iambru. I don't know how to pronounce that last name. Yeah, this one is when Emily Woodrow and her friends happen on a treasure chest full of gold coins, they fail to heed the warning of a wise old psychic who has been foretold that they would encounter trouble with a very nasty and protective leprechaun in the hood.
Back in the hood.
Now, is this your number six?
It's not.
Okay, all right. I guess I'll just talk about this for a little bit then. The positives on this one, we have Laz Alonso. The actor, one of his very first things, and I'm like, who is this guy? And we're like, oh, that's Mother's Milk from...
The Boys. Yeah.
So there's a couple of stars in this franchise that we get to see, and he's one of them, very young. Positives for this one is Warwick Davis. This is probably the most active he has been in all of the films. He's doing so many stunts and has a lot of stunt doubles. He is fucking monkey jumping through the air at people. Like,
rah! So great.
The intro is really fun. They did like they opened up a book of Leprechaun, and you had an animated intro and lore backstory, which we never got. So this is where like Leprechaun lore gets confusing, because in here they said there's only one Leprechaun,
right?
That who refused. There was a whole world of Leprechauns that protected gold, and there was one that refused to go back, and that's this Leprechaun,
right?
The beginning was kind of cool, where there was a priest versus Leprechaun fight, and then he got like
exercise.
Yeah, like Jason goes to held him. Like hands came out of the ground and pulled Leprechaun. He's like, no. I just want to say Warwick Davis is great in this role.
He's so fun.
But this one really leaned. This was the last of Warwick Davis's ones, and they really leaned into slapstick comedy. He didn't feel threatening in this like at all. He's smoking bongs, and it's just silly. It felt more like a scary movie than it felt Leprechaun, if that makes sense. It almost felt like it was leaning too far into you're just mocking your own thing. And so in the first Leprechaun in the Hood, he raps, and there's no rapping in this, which I was really sad about. He does say a really cool line in this, though, like kind of towards the end where they throw his gold off a rooftop, and then the leprechaun goes, my babies. Here, you have some gold now. Throw a little that way, and I'll do it. My babies. That's what he did.
He's been doing that all since since he walked in. All of a sudden, I'll just hear, my babies.
it's one of my favorite lines that he said. But the whole ending... it was so drawn out. Like they would kill him and try to kill him, and it was really frustrating. They had like clover bullets, and they'd shoot him, and then they'd stop shooting him and he'd come back alive. They'd shoot him again and stop shooting him and he'd come back. And
he got shot more than 50 Cent back in the hood.
Oh my God. Oh my God. And then the way he died at the end, it's supposed to be like, you know, Warwick Davis's last one, I think, was one of the weakest kills of him. Like he just like fell off of the roof and into cement. And like, and you have the power of teleportation.
Right.
And you have all these powers and you couldn't get out of the fucking wet cement. And like, if your gold's close to him, one of the things is you're more powerful. Well, right. The gold was close to him in like the, she threw it. So he was there with it. He could have teleported.
Right.
Period. You can't tell me he couldn't have.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's my least favorite. It's still fun. It still has some great moments that I'm sure you'll talk about because obviously this one's higher for you than it is for me. So what's your number six?
My number six is Leprechaun in Space.
What?
I'm not a fan of in space movies with like, you know, Jason in space and Leprechaun in space and the set deck and everything
is bad.
It's so fucking bad. It's like, first of all, they're like, how do we dress these people? Let's go to Walmart. I swear to God, they talked to the people that made Jason in space and were like, where did you get your costumes? Walmart? Okay. And then like, theirs wasn't like bath mats, like the last that Jason, but they were like bike foam things. And then the set deck itself was like fucking pool noodles and shit. Just not even, they didn't even try to.
There was like PVC pipe. So they're supposed to be in a spaceship and there's like PVC pipe going.
Right.
Yeah, in the background.
It was just, oh.
Well, if you don't know the plot, since I got it here, for Leprechaun in Space, an evil leprechaun finds himself. Wait, oh no, that's not it. Hang on a minute. I got my pages. There is an evil leprechaun. Hang on a minute.
There's always an evil leprechaun.
Well, leprechaun's in space to woo a beautiful princess who is impressed with his gold and desires to separate him from it. And there's a spaceship and there's space marines like in Aliens. The plot is really fucking hard to explain. There's so much going on.
And it was almost my number seven.
Mm-hmm.
But what really bumped it up for me was literally my favorite part of this entire... Well, two things. The first thing is how the leprechaun comes back to life because they kill him and they think they kill him. And so one of the Marines is celebrating the kill by peeing on the leprechaun's remains. And then some of the leprechaun goes up his dick and they're like, oh my God, dude. He's like, it's fine. I'm like, no, like a leprechaun stuff just went up your dick. It's not fine. I'm pretty sure it's not fine.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, whatever. He's totally fine. And then he gets a boner. And literally the one lady was like, did I kill him with giving him a boner? Like, that's another definition of boner killer. For reals.
Yeah.
He gets a boner. And then the leprechaun gets birthed out of his cock. And it was so great.
That was the best... That was the best way, like, I think, aside from, because you, like, Nightmare on Elm Street 3, where, like, the dog pisses off of fire.
Because I go, is he going to, Nightmare on Elm Street 3 it and pee on it, and then he comes back to life? No, he had to wait, get a boner, and then birth him out of his dick.
Yeah.
And it was so great. That was probably my favorite, how the leprechaun comes back.
Yeah, it was amazing.
It was fucking amazing.
He burst out of his cock.
So great. And she's like, oh my God, how did this happen? He peed on the leprechaun, that shit went up his dick, and no one was like not concerned about it. Like, of course, come on. And then the leprechaun himself had a lightsaber shiv shillelagh,
which was badass.
And it was pretty badass.
I really wish he would have used his lightsaber more. I think he only used it in one scene. He's like, it was green.
It was a little green one. And then at the other end, it was a shiv. And then he would hit people with it. It was fucking great.
But also, he had like a fucking space pistol that he shot.
Oh my God.
All the time. And I don't think in any of these he's ever had a gun. But this one, he is like really rolling around.
He was shooting everyone.
Shooting motherfuckers.
And it was so funny because they were like, I got it. Him. And they're like, guys, you watched him blow himself up. You watched all these things. What makes you think shooting him six times killed him this time?
Yeah.
You did. That's dumb. Oh my God. It was just, and then there's a drag queen robot with nunchucks.
Yeah.
there's so much going on. Dr. Mittenhands.
Yeah, there's a lot going on there. Yeah.
So it's not the greatest, but also it's kind of hilarious at the same time. So.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Which one are we on now?
Number five.
Number five. Okay. My number five is Leprechaun 5 in the Hood, directed by Rob Spira. When three rappers want to get even with a pimp, they accidentally unleash a leprechaun who goes on a killing rampage in the hood. This one's a lot of fun too. I like between the two in the hoods. Obviously, I like this one better because it's more solid of a film. There's there's a couple things in here that I do like better. Like for one, one of the stars is Ice-T, which is pretty badass. This is one of my favorite intros into the series, where it's two pimps in the 70s that are on a fucking treasure hunt in the hood, and they like break into somewhere and they find the leprechaun, and there's like a battle with a leprechaun with Ice-T where he like pulls a switchblade out of his afro,
he pulls a bat
out of his afro, he pulls something else out of his afro. So you can tell that from the beginning of this one with these hoods, they're really going into parody.
Yeah.
Like for sure. Like that's something that's in a Naked Gun film or in a scary movie film. But this one was a lot of fun. There's some cool one-liners from Ice-T. He's like, I hope you had sex last night because I'm going to cut off your dick. There's also a cool, one of my favorite leprechaun lines is, a friend with weed is a friend indeed, after he smokes a joint. And the whole premise too is like, there's these three up-and-coming rappers and it's like 8 Mile, and it's like they're really struggling. They just want to make it big. They want to make a record.
And they're rapping about positivity.
And they decide to rob Ice-T because Ice-T is like a big music producer. And they steal Leprechaun stuff.
Yeah.
Because Ice-T defeated the Leprechaun kind of in the opening and got his golden
necklace.
Yeah.
Yeah. Turns him to stone, freezes him.
Yes. Anyways, Ice-T has a golden magical flute and it's, you can't take him serious, and they steal this flute, and then Ice-T keeps showing him. He's like, where's my motherfucking flute? Where's my flute? And it's just so silly.
I'm going to kill you. Give me back my motherfucking flute.
There's a Coolio cameo where I swear to God that he didn't sign on for.
He just walked in. Yeah, like, it looked like he just was like lost.
Yeah, I think they tricked him into like just, hey, come check out our set. Come check it out. And I think they rolled camera, and then he walked into the door, and there's no lines. He just like looks in, and they're like, is that Coolio? And then you never see him again.
Right.
It was a lot of fun. The leprechaun at the end credits does a rap. And it's awesome.
Lep in the hood, always up to no good.
Lep in the hood, up to no good. Yeah, it was fun. And I think, I do believe that this is the only leprechaun where he wins. At the very end, you think that, because in this one, if he wears if the necklace is put on the leprechaun, he turns to stone.
Yeah.
And the necklace is flying in the air at the very end, and you think it's going to land on him, and it cuts, and something plays out, but it turns out it didn't.
Mm-hmm.
And like now he's in control of everyone. Leprechaun was P. Diddy in this. He can P. Diddy the ladies. He can.
Not good.
He can manipulate them into being his hoes.
Mindless zombie hoes.
This one, it was off screen, but he was hypnotizing and banging hoes in the
hood. He was
slaying some leprechaun.
Yeah.
Poon.
He even made it. He's like, I may look small, but like my dick's big. Like he said that shit. Did. He's like, my tiny stature, but when I got between my legs.
The one thing I do have to say that there was a huge missed opportunity to connect this to Leprechaun 3 in Vegas, because in the Leprechaun 3 one, he's a statue with a necklace.
Mm-hmm.
And this one, he's a statue with a necklace. And the whole premise of these three rappers is they want to get to Vegas to compete. And so that is obviously like this could have been a prequel to Vegas, and they had to have thought about that.
Right.
But they just didn't do it. So that was like a huge missed opportunity for me. But aside from that, it was a lot of fun. What the heck is your number five?
My number five is Back to the Hood.
Back to the Hood.
Yeah. It did lean into more like scary movie, Naked Gun stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But, it made me laugh so much, and his little like, slapstick Three Stooges comedy. Like,
it was fun.
When he gets into the kitchen for the first time, and the stoner guy who like gets the gold, and he does with his gold as one stoner guy would do, would be buy garbage bags full of weed.
Yeah.
And you know, he's inviting everyone over, like, oh, there's a cool bong kill.
Mm-hmm.
But he gets into the kitchen and he's trying to get his gold or whatever, and the guy's not paying attention, and he ends up in the fridge with a bong, just doing bong rips, and he's like, "Ooh!" And there's food, so he's fine.
Yeah.
So he's just like getting ripped, you know, off a bong in the fucking refrigerator, eating what's in there.
Yeah, and the whole scene too was like a playoff of when E.T. got drunk and was bouncing around the kitchen. It was the same thing, but with Leprechaun High bouncing around the kitchen, and then there's like a person too, and they keep like, he never sees him. They go. It's just a really slapsticky comedy bit.
It was funny. It just cracked me up.
Yeah.
And he had some funny lines. And those ones are just, they just made me laugh so much.
They were funny.
They were just fun and funny. And so that's why it was up there for me. Because it's just, I mean, I love watching Warwick Davis just take giant bong ribs and like being like, what? And he'd like giggle and then fall off the couch, like shit like that. And then he'd sit back up and like murder someone with the bong. Like, it was great.
Yeah. 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 I know. That's fun.
So that's why it was nine number five.
Cool. I like mm-hmm. it. Yeah. All right. Well, my number four is Leprechaun 3, 1995, directed by Brian Trenchard Smith. This one, an evil leprechaun finds himself in Las Vegas, where he proceeds to cause mischief by killing people, granting twisted wishes, and infecting a young man with his green blood. This one, really good acting.
Mm-hmm.
The cast was great and colorful. Is this your number four? No.
Nope.
Okay. It was, the cast is really good. It has Stretch from Texas Chainsaw Massacre 2. Her character is a lot of fun. One of the lead ladies, Tammy,
mm-hmm.
she is a smoke show. Va-va,
she
boom.
Is, yeah.
So that was really cool. I think putting the leprechaun in the Las Vegas setting is really like, of course, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It was like a kid in a candy store. He was like fucking Charlie in the Chocolate Factory.
He was.
For like a leprechaun. And I think it had like, it was really tight. It had some of Warwick Davis's like best one-liners. Yeah, this one was just great. There's some cool kills, like the kill with Stretch. Mm-hmm. What's her actual? Caroline Williams?
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun. The premise was great. It was a lot of fun. There's some cool kills. There were boobies. There's some titties.
Mm-hmm.
That one manager's room, I loved his room. It was so 80s. I want to live in that room. And like the leprechaun did this thing where he projects, you know, He likes to project naked titty bodies to lure guys in. And did it come out of the TV?
It did come out of the TV. It was like, and then it electrocuted him as it sat on his dick. It electrocuted him and killed him. Yeah.
Nice. I like that you remember that. that's really cool. I don't know. Oh, this one, it was really fun when it was, because there's a guy who got, how did he get the leprechaun blood in him? Somehow, like a human got some leprechaun.
He got bit.
He got bit. So it was, like a werewolf situation. And so a human was starting to turn into a leprechaun. But also in that, I think he was gaining some powers.
Mm-hmm.
So you had like this leprechaun versus leprechaun battle, kind of, which was a lot of fun.
Well, I'll talk about that more when I get to from mine.
Okay. It's just, that's a really solid one. Leprechaun in Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
Heck yeah. What's your number four?
My number four is In the Hood.
In the Hood?
Woo! In the Hood.
Your In the Hoods are a little higher than me.
I really enjoyed the In the Hoods.
Not as high, but yeah, about the same, I guess.
I really enjoyed them. They were a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And
I agree.
First of all, like you said, Ice-T. Always fun to see him.
I love Ice-T. Just so I've loved Ice-T since I was a kid. I had his body count. The song that went was banned,
mm-hmm.
had that burned on cassette tape. I've just always been an Ice-T fan. I love seeing mm-hmm. the guy. He's great. I love Body Count. I love their new record. Do you like heavy metal? Go listen to Body Count. All right. Anyways,
you know, I love. There was so many motherfucker thrown around, and I love that phrase a lot, so that also bumps it up for me.
In the hoods, like, you got a lot of motherfuckers.
I'm gonna kill you, motherfucker. Like that was said, motherfucker, motherfucker. Like, I love motherfucker, so I, you know, that makes me happy.
She loves motherfucker.
Stop. The clover weed, that was new.
They're like, weed. They literally
defeated him, but part of their whole plan was one of them got Leprechauns for Dummies, and they're like, the book?
Oh, yeah, the book Leprechauns for Dummies, yeah.
Because
yeah.
they were like trying to figure it out, and then they're like, okay, we need clover. And he was like, bro, because he had picked up clover from somewhere else, a weed, and he was like, bro, this is full of clovers.
Yeah.
And then, so like, he rolls clover joints and they get him high with clover weed because he's like, yeah, because all he cares about in these are bitches, hoes, his gold, and weed. That's it.
Yeah.
Well, his gold first and foremost.
Exactly.
I think weed next and bitches and hoes. Like that is
bitches and hoes separate.
Bitches and hoes. Yeah, yep. Two different things. Yeah.
Yep.
And he's just, he fucking raps. Like, it's just so fucking, I loved it so much. It just made me laugh. Yeah. And it was just great.
No, it's a good time.
It is such a good time.
Yeah.
And like the flute, the whole like.
It's so silly.
I'm like, give me my motherfucking flute.
And then like, this is the second time, it's happened twice in these, that they're all your main cast dressed like ladies, trannies, right?
Oh, they were drag queens.
Cross-dressers. Yeah. Well, they do undercover.
Undercover. They were like bosom buddied. Yeah. Because they're like, how do we get into this party? And the one's like, I know. And then they are like dressed, they're all like dressed sexy and they.
Yeah, because like, Leprechaun, he has like a layer of hypnotized bitches now.
Yeah. So he had, they're like, how do we fit in? Oh, yeah. We gotta look good. And he was like, they walk in, he's like, this one. Oh, but you're pretty. Like, yeah. Like, what?
He was legit like Ice-T in real life.
Yeah.
Because Ice-T used to be a pimp.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was just, that's it great. Was fun. It was just fun. So
Nelson, that's how you say pimp. Pimp.
Pimp.
Okay.
All right. What's your number three?
Number three is the latest one we got, which is Leprechaun Returns, directed by Stephen Kostansky in 2018. And this one is tied with the highest rated, like this one and Leprechaun 3 are both rated a high 5.0. but I didn't know this, that the director, he directed The Void, he directed Psycho Goreman, which I haven't seen, and he directed most recently, which I really want to check out, Frankie Frico.
Mm.
That looks like a lot of fun, and he does effects too, like a lot of them. So this is really cool. I didn't know this. He was lead prosthetic effects for In a Violent Nature.
Really?
That came out. Yeah. So this guy... Knowing that, going back, like watching it, I'm like, oh, okay, this makes sense. Like, because this was directed well for what it was.
Mm-hmm.
I really like this one a lot because this is the only one to have a continuity. So this is a sequel to the first one. This is like what Halloween, David Gordon Green's did with like Halloween. Like they ignored the rest of them. It's Leprechaun and it's Leprechaun Returns,
mm-hmm.
and it's the same Leprechaun that was defeated in the well, but it's played by a different person because Warwick Davis stopped playing it. And this is a lot better than Origins. This is like what you need to do. Horror comedy, more comedy. And the whole premise is the leprechaun returns once again when a group of girls unwillingly awaken him after they tear down a cabin so they can build a new sorority house. It's not really a cabin. It's a house.
They didn't tear it down either. They just updated the house.
So. Yeah, so it's the same. It looks like the same house from Leprechaun. Ozzy returns from the first one, which was a lot of fun. He had more screen time than I thought. The cast was really fun. The kills were really inventive. There's this one kill where a guy gets like cut in half, which was really cool. And then later on, his like fuck buddy girl falls on his corpse and gets covered in blood.
He's like, even in death, you're fucking my shit up. Like,
yeah. And when the leprechaun does return, since it's not Warwick Davis playing him, he like looks in the mirror and says, "When did I get better looking?" So they address it.
Yeah.
I think that I don't know who the actor is who played it, but I think he did a pretty good job. The only thing that I wish, it seemed like the mask or the design was like a little cumbersome for him to where he was definitely not as animated in the face as Warwick Davis, because I think Warwick Davis's face was mostly painted.
Mm.
And this one, it looked like he had a mask prosthetic stuff on.
Right.
But it had really cool kills, fun one-liners from the new Leprechaun. It was, he kills someone with a hammer, and he goes, stop,
hammer time! And then he does
then
the
he
dance.
Does a little jig. And this one, Fool's Gold, you know, burns him. This was just fun. It was really cool to see. a sequel to the original. And God, they had to have pitched this to Warwick Davis. Mm-hmm. I think this one could have easily been the best film if Warwick Davis would have signed on. Mm-hmm. Like, God, if this didn't get him back, what would? It was like, reprise your role. They had to have approached him.
Right.
I really wish he would have taken it on. But I think this came when he was still doing Star Wars. Well, he's always done, but I think he was doing like bigger things. Mm-hmm. So probably going back to something like this wasn't on his radar. But it's a solid movie. It's a solid sequel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Anyways, all right. Cool. My number three?
Yeah. What's your number three?
Is the original.
Is the original?
Uh-huh.
Whoa! Yeah.
Still, I mean, obviously, it kicks off the franchise. Mm-hmm. We get a baby Jennifer Aniston. Mm. It, you know, Warwick Davis is fun. He's so fun.
Yes, yes, he is.
Though, you know, he's fun, he's funny. And then, you know, the best line in the entire franchise is, and part of like one of the best one-liners, I think, in horror, as far as like killing off a bad guy,
yeah,
is "fuck you, Lucky Charms."
It's great. It's by a kid who has a clover and he slingshots it
into his mouth.
Into his mouth.
"Fuck you, Lucky Charms," and they dump him in a well. And it's great. And part of that is because when they were making it, they were going to use Lucky Charms.
Oh, yeah, as a sponsor.
As a sponsor.
Yeah.
And then when Lucky Charms realized that it's a killer leprechaun, they backed out.
Yeah.
And so their filmmaker's response was, "fuck you, Lucky Charms." and it's perfect. It's so perfect. It's the perfect way to end that movie.
Yeah, it is. Yes.
Like, perfect. That's why when it was said in the movie that is not a leprechaun movie, you're like, no,
yeah,
no, you didn't earn that. There's nothing Lucky Charms about this leprechaun, like nothing.
Yeah.
It's just fun. You know, we get introduced to the world. You get, you know, four-leaf clover, what defeats him or like traps him in a box or whatever.
Yeah, I really like the simplicity of kind of the story.
Yeah, and then also shoes. Like he doesn't like dirty shoes. Yeah. So like if you throw shoes at him, he has to stop and like pick up the shoes and clean them.
Yeah,
like,
and they did that too in Leprechaun Returns, and I don't think they did that. Did they do that in any other Leprechaun?
Never done that before.
So it's just that Leprechaun that has that weakness.
Right, and so which is another thing when you're like, is it the same Leprechaun? Is it different? Mm. And that's why, you know, you kind of lead to believe that it's different leprechauns, because each one kind of has a different way to defeat them, mm-hmm, or different little quirks.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's my number three.
Huh. Cool. I wasn't expecting that one.
No?
Yeah. Okay. Number two.
Yeah.
My number two is Leprechaun 4 in Space. Directed by Brian Trenchard Smith, 1996. The only director in the franchise to do two films. He directed 3 and then 4. Yeah, this movie's rad. This is like the epitome of, if you say like so bad it's good, this is that movie. And I want to do a counter argument to like the space thing.
Mm.
Leprechaun in Space works, period. Because, okay, Jason in Space doesn't work because you could say at minimum, the first four Friday the 13th movies are serious, down-to-earth slashers.
Right.
Scary. Maybe there's like moments of levity, but they're just horror films.
Right.
Right. So to put someone like that, to get to the point where that franchise gets to space, it's, I don't want to see that.
Right.
Now you're just making fun of my guy.
Right.
You're making fun of everything I like. But from the get-go in Leprechaun, it's just silly. It's a little leprechaun running around looking for gold. In the first one, he's on a fucking trike.
Right.
He's doing one-liners. He's doing pogo stick kills. So, like, yeah, you can put him anywhere.
Right.
Obviously. We put him in Vegas. We put him in space. We put him in the hood.
Right.
So I think it's fine, him being in space. It's just silly. And I just love how fucking crazy this movie is.
It's so crazy.
There's a Nazi robot spider scorpion guy. He's really cool. It's it's just so many things that you say that like you just have to see it, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's like what you said. There's this hardcore Marine the whole time, and then the reveal is he's like a robot, but he's like in drag and malfunctioning and arguing and pulls nunchucks out.
He starts He's in drag pulling nunchucks out, and then the one girl's like, all right, he means business. And then she busts out karate because he has nunchucks. It's so crazy.
And then she karates. Yeah, it's so cool. at one point, Leprechaun gets turned into giant, like giant Ant-Man.
Mm-hmm.
I like this one, too, because this one, he kind of had a partner. So he, like, kind of... He didn't kidnap. He was like hanging out with this galaxy alien queen.
Yeah, princess.
Princess. And they were like negotiating being husband and wife. It wasn't like he was going to. And like every time like she was off screen, he was like, ah, that bitch. And then whenever he was off screen, she's like, ah, that little fucker. Yeah. And so they were like a really good, almost like funny married couple together.
Yeah.
And they both had like... nefarious things going on, like he was killing people and she was enjoying it. She mm-hmm. was more on the side of like not being so evil,
right?
But it was really fun to see him, like it was like a almost like cop buddy film ish
kind it kind of thing. Was yeah.
And you got space titties, which was really cool
in her. I like that. And like she just opens up her thing, yeah. Just her boobs straight to all of them, and she's like, "That's right." And then, they're all like, "What the fuck is happening?" And then the one girl's like, "In her culture, if you know, like royalty shows their tits, that means you're gonna die."
Yeah, it's like, what? It's just a reason, and I think we read that the producer said we need boobs in this.
Yeah, the producer.
So that's what they did,
because they were all kind of not. That's not what they wanted.
Yeah. And like what you said, the dick birthing thing is fucking awesome. I think this is great. They, you know, Leprechaun eventually gets sucked into space and explodes, and then his finger like flips off in space at everybody. and the set deck is so bad. Like they have plastic cups and they're drinking, and then in one shot you can obviously see like the Walmart sticker at the bottom of the cup. I mean, it's so good. This is like, I were to recommend a horror movie that's so bad that it's good, this is the one I would say.
Yeah.
Watch Leprechaun in Space. It's so bad it's good. But I can see why people put this on the lower end. Mm. I can see for you, but for me, this was a fucking blast. And so there's this creature. It's like half spider, half scorpion, half machine.
That's where all their budget went,
and
right there.
It was really cool. And he's like clawing after like your main final girl. And he like claws at her through like a vent and accidentally rips off her pants. So, oh no, she has to run around in like the last act in underwear, which is awesome. It's just like, you know, the thing, how do we get her in her underwear? All right, I got this idea.
Dr. Mittenhands. Who turned into a... spider, scorpion, robot.
God, yeah. I human. Really, really want Leprechaun in Space too. I don't know. I'm going to make that movie. I'm going to make a sequel to Leprechaun in Space.
Yeah.
Yeah. It would be like, you know, how Alien, like there's going to be a rescue ship that goes and like gets like a part of the Leprechaun. Oh God. I'm going to script this.
Leprechauns come, you have to destroy all of him.
Oh yeah.
Apparently. Yeah.
Missed opportunity to do a Leprechaun versus Alien versus Predator.
Oh my god.
All right. Well, what are we at? Are we at number one?
Number two.
We're at number two.
Or I'm at number two.
Oh, we are at number two. Okay, what's your number two?
My number two is Vegas Baby.
Oh, yeah. I get it.
It was so... The one-liners were so tight. Like, they were executed just perfect when he said, like, I thought those were the best one-liners in the entire series coming out of Vegas.
Yeah.
Like, he was just popping, and it was just great. And then it was like a kid in a candy store for him.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's just like, yeah. And you know, Tammy the magician, and... you know, it was just like they learned the lore off CD-ROM.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah. I forgot about that. And what was the CD-ROM? What was the dumbass magician's name?
Oh, Fazio the Great.
Fazio the Great. Yeah. Yeah. There's so many cool characters in Vegas. That's a really good one.
All the characters are great. The acting is great. The one-liners. Mm. You know, the one, it was really like the guy's in his you know, the cool hotel room.
Yeah.
And he's doing commercials for him. And then he pops into, like, then the robot lady with the tits, and that's how he dies by electrocution on his dick. And like, it's just great. It's just great. It's so fucking fun.
Yeah.
And I just really laughed. I mean, I laughed through all of these except for the last one, but
he had really good one-liners.
The,
like you said,
just the one-liners were just, I
think the script was tight. You had a really solid cast.
Mm-hmm.
And it went pretty fast, and it was fun, and like each set piece was really good. Like it was a really good environment to put him in, like the main magic stage and that one guy's room, and like even like the final battle, wasn't there at like a laboratory? There was a guy in a lab coat, and then there was like,
oh cool, no, they, you know, took him to the hospital because he was like turning into a leprechaun. It was just a lot of fun, and it was just, yeah.
And I think, you know, they don't have the best box art, but I would have to say my favorite is 1 and 3, if you can see right now, or just check it out online. I think 3 and 1 are the best for box art. So,
yeah.
Yeah, I can definitely see how that's people's favorites, or one of them.
Yeah, so.
I mean, it's one of mine. It's my number 4. Yeah.
It's my number 2.
Cool.
All right. What's your number 1?
Well, by, you know, process of elimination, my number 1 is the OG, the original Leprechaun. This is the one I've seen the most. I've seen it a handful of times. We watched it. I think James first saw it. Our son, we all watched it together down here. So that was a fun experience. Yeah. He got to see it for the first time. I just like, the star of this film is Jennifer Aniston's shorts, Jennifer Aniston's legs, and Jennifer Aniston's LA, Jennifer Aniston's, not Lanniston. Her LA gears.
Yes.
That's the star of the show.
Looks pretty great.
That's the star of the show. But no, really, it was just a solid film. It was like really simple premise. I like the opening, how it shows that the leprechaun killed the old lady's wife.
Mm-hmm.
All right, here, we'll go back to this, the description. An evil, sadistic leprechaun goes on a killing rampage in search of his beloved pot of gold. Pretty simple.
Mm-hmm.
I like the simplicity of it. If you steal his gold, he'll come after it to kill you.
Yeah.
Like, nothing else. And so I just enjoyed the simplicity of that, and that's kind of stuff that I felt was missing even in the better ones, like kind of going in, like how convoluted, like when you get into 2, it's like, I need a bride of 3 sneezes and blah, 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 blah.
Right.
I just like the simplicity of you take his gold.
He's going to kill you to get it back.
He's going
to
kill you and get it back. But yeah, it was solid. I like Ozzy. I like all the characters. I like kind of the simple set of the house.
Mm-hmm.
I like how fast paced it is, and it's fun. He's like on a trike.
He is.
He goes in the garage, and like in the matter of like 30 seconds, he makes like a Mad Max mini go-kart and goes after him. And so there's the only time, and this didn't happen when we watched it, but I genuinely got scared in this movie when I saw it the first time. It was when they went to the old folks' home to talk to the grandfather.
Right.
And they're talking to him, and it turns around, and it was Leprechaun in that wig. And when I was younger, a kid, I like, oh, I got jump scared.
Right.
And watching us too, it's still a little creepy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just like it. I think it's a solid, for what it is, solid from beginning to end. And it does have, for me, the best death of a leprechaun. Like when he does that final fuck you Lucky Charms, mm-hmm. shoots that clover into his mouth, he melts away like the like Spike at the end of Gremlins.
Right.
That's pretty much the inspiration. Like you're seeing it melting, like it's real, it's practical. He's
Yeah.
And then he falls into the well, much how like Spike from Gremlins falls into what was he, in the water fountain.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really, really well done. If you're a horror fan, I definitely think it's worth checking out, even if you don't watch the rest of these films.
Yeah.
And yeah, it established Warwick Davis as, for better or worse, a horror icon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For better.
Yeah.
100%.
Oh, yeah. I love it. Well, God, I know you're number one.
Yeah. So my number one is Returns.
Yeah.
I really like that one.
It's good.
It has a really good cast. It's fun. It's funny. I like the kills. He's fun with the kills. Like the cut in half one is like,
it's awesome.
You know, a solar panel like slides off and they're like, no, it's fine. And then he just cuts him in half. And then like his one like ex-girlfriend fuck buddy, he's just like, are you sure? Do you think maybe that he might be alive? And like, I know that he was cut completely in half, but like, do you think maybe?
Yeah, that was really hilarious.
Because she was like in shock, freaking out.
Yeah, the whole cast was great.
The cast was really great. And it was fun because, you know, in the first one, they're like, no, a leprechaun. They're like, whatever. You know, and she, the one girl's like, it's Jennifer Aniston's daughter.
Yeah, so that was cool to have that.
It was cool to have that, her come back to like the house that was her family's house that now mm-hmm. is a sorority house that's trying to live off the grid.
Yeah.
I agree. If it was Warwick, it would have been even better.
Mm-hmm.
But he did a good job.
He did. Yeah.
And he was funny. And he delivered the one-liners very well. And but you know, like the one, like he's taking selfies with them.
Yeah.
And like, cause the one's like super drunk and he's like, hey, like, and she's like, there's a weird, like, like grandma, I don't know, man.
Yeah, yeah, like one person, one of the girls said there's a dwarf in there. And then the other person was like, I think there's like a troll or
and
something.
And he was like, a troll, how dare you?
Oh, another one was like, yeah, what, that fucking lawn gnome?
Yeah. And then, like, you know, you get the thing of the shoes, like that comes back.
Yeah.
Except for Crocs. He was like, nope. And he threw the Crocs in there.
He didn't clean the Crocs. Yeah, yeah. Controversy, maybe. Crocs suck.
Yeah, we're not Croc people.
You're a douche if you wear Crocs. Like, take those fucking things off. You look like an idiot.
Yeah, he was literally like.
I worked in kitchens for like 15 years, and people that wore Crocs, fucking morons. They look like retards.
That's not a word you say.
Well, okay. They looked retards. Okay, continue. You look retarded if you wear Crocs.
Jesse.
What?
Yeah. So I just enjoyed the kills. I enjoyed the fun of it all. I enjoyed just the bringing it back. And like, you get Ozzy, he does die, but also he kind of sticks around and helps.
Yeah.
As a ghost, sort of.
His death was cool. I like how they did it, but I'm really glad he got more screen time as like the helpful ghost.
Yeah.
Like they kept him throughout pretty much, you know, he was in the first like 15, 20, and then he would pop in here and there for a good amount. I like what they did with them.
And, but also, like we were talking, it's kind of a sad on Jennifer Aniston's character because she literally like goes crazy about all this stuff, and and people think she's talking about this monster, and like her daughter had to take care of her, and then she died of cancer, and
and her daughter didn't believe her. So I mean, you don't see it play out in the film, but like her daughter's got to feel super bad, like, for her mom.
Right.
Like, oh, fuck, she was telling the truth the whole time. There is a fucking... Like, who would believe it? Who would believe that a leprechaun tried to kill?
My mom was right the whole time. Like, you spend your whole life thinking your mom is crazy and, like, all these things, and then it's actually true, so...
But what's interesting, like, the daughter could see Ozzy's dead ghost.
Right.
So, like, what kind of connection, like, does her daughter in touch with like the other world,
like, I guess, because something. Of something? Yeah, they didn't really explain that.
They didn't, like they, if they went further with it, maybe they would have explained it more, how stuff runs in the family.
Right.
But another fun fact for me about this is the original and this one takes place in North Dakota, and I'm originally from Minnesota, North Dakota.
Right.
And one of the whole plot lines in Returns is that they had sold, one of the sorority ladies sold some of his gold. So it's at a pawn shop in Bismarck.
Yeah.
And I know, like, Bismarck. It's really funny. And in my head, I'm thinking, oh, God, there should be a sequel, like a Leprechaun's Road Trip to Bismarck.
Well, because at the end...
And then at the very end, these fucking the leprechaun's walking on the road holding a sign that says Bismarck or bust. And then the last shot is, like, him just defeated on the back of, like, a chicken truck with his little feet hanging, like, going to Bismarck.
It was great. It was just fun, and it was really just, I think they pulled off the more horror and the comedy well.
Yeah.
Because, you know, like in the Origins, they tried to just go straight horror, which you cannot do with this.
Yeah.
You cannot take a leprechaun movie and make it straight horror. You just can't.
No, you can't at all.
You just can't.
You can do it if it's not in this leprechaun world. You can make a horror leprechaun straight horror, but you just can't call it leprechaun.
Right. Because it just doesn't work.
Yeah.
And this one did a really great job of giving you some horror elements.
Yeah, it brought it back.
And it brought it back.
Yeah.
So that for me just... I just liked it. I liked the kills. I thought they were fun, funny. The cast was really great.
Yeah. So I think I'm just there's been a pattern with you on a few of these is that you're liking the latest film out of franchises a lot more, because I think when we did Silent Night, Deadly Night, you liked the recent one more, the kind of remake. And with this one, you like this one more.
There's some I do, some I don't.
And I think, it's been kind of predominant. And I think with the Evil Dead franchise, you liked Rise the best.
Was Rise my number one? I can't even remember anymore.
Yeah, because it was. So you've been liking the most recent ones predominantly, I think, out of a lot of these. Like,
that's true. You know what I think it is? Sometimes my state of mind enjoys more visceral horror, and some of those one like more, you know what I mean? Like, and
but
some
this
of the
one
older
isn't
ones.
Visceral horror.
No, it's not, but it still gives me more than.
Yeah, I'm discovering like, that.
They cut someone in half. I love that. Someone gets decapitated. I fucking love that shit.
Yeah.
Like, I love. Sorry. I love that. Because I say all this stuff and people are like, what is wrong with you? I fall asleep to them. They're fine. Makes something inside of me happy. So I think that part of that is the newer stuff gives me more of that than the older stuff does.
Yeah.
So
kind of see that.
And if it's not like something I watched as a kid, the like Halloween, like the original is still my favorite, but I do like, you know, Rob Zombie one because it gives me all the violence that I want.
I'm just saying some franchises, like it's definitely not the Halloween franchise. Like David Gordon Green's are not high on your list for Halloween.
We don't talk about this.
But anyways, that's, you know, there's some expected. Yeah, I didn't expect. I honestly didn't expect Leprechaun to be as low. And I honestly expected The Hoods to be a little higher for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was waiting for Leprechaun and The Hood to be number one for you.
See, and I thought those, at least the first one, was going to be a little higher for you.
Okay.
I knew that two was going to be up there for you more. Two. Or not two, In Space.
Oh,
was going to be up there more for you. Like, I knew that was going to, I didn't think it was going to be as high, but.
Oh, yeah. It's number two.
Yeah.
Yeah. For me, my recommendation is watch Leprechaun. And if you like that, go and watch Leprechaun Returns so you can like complete that story. And then if you want more of Warwick Davis, I would honestly suggest watching three. And then if you want to go further than that, like four, if you want to see a bad one, but I don't know. I think like watching the first one, Returns, and three, honestly, it would be my recommendations if you kind of want to get a taste of a Leprechaun.
Yeah. I agree. Those are three solid, fun films.
The In Space one is more of a me thing.
Yeah.
I would only recommend it to like certain people. But if you want like Leprechaun 1, Returns, and 3 in Vegas, I think are the ones that are going to be for you.
Yeah. And I think if you want to like want the silly, then you're going to check out In the Hood.
Yeah. 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 So here's some fun questions. So what do you think of your final thoughts on the franchise as a whole? I think we've kind of talked about it throughout, but for me, it's like, it's just the comedy and it's Warwick Davis and it's, you can't take yourself too seriously, but tell a good story, and have fun with it really. And have some cool kills and have some fun one-liners. That's really all they're about.
Right.
It's like a, you know, pretty cut and dry recipe.
It is. And I just, aside from the one that's not a Leprechaun movie, they're all fun.
Yeah.
They're all fun in their own ways.
Yeah.
And you can laugh and you can be like, this is so bad, it's good. Or, you know, like there's so much in each of them that you can find some entertainment out of. And if you were to be like, oh, the only thing you can watch is a Leprechaun movie. I'll watch, you know, like I would watch any of them except for that one that's not a Leprechaun movie.
Yeah.
Like, at any time.
Yeah.
Truly. Even In Space, even if it's not my favorite one. Yeah. Or even two, which is still a little weird. Like,
two is higher rated too, and a lot of people love two a lot.
But I'd still I'd still watch it if it was like on and like, oh, I'd watch it. You know, they're just all fun and they're a fun watch.
Yeah.
The whole series, truly.
In like the ideal world, what would you want to see in the future for Leprechaun? Like, because I know that there's someone that they have a director in talks to do another movie. But what would you want in your ideal world of film and Because I have some ideas of what I'd like to see.
You know, I would actually like to see an origin.
Mm-hmm.
On like...
Interesting.
A better one.
Like how far back?
I don't know.
Like olden, like medieval times, like how they went back for into.
Yeah, but maybe flesh it out, you know, flesh it out a bit. Mm-hmm. I think that would be fun because I was like, oh, origins. Like, what are we going to get? Like a history, maybe it'll explain, like, are they different leprechauns? Are they the same leprechauns? Like... That's what I was hoping to get out of that one.
Mm-hmm.
And you got none of that.
Yeah.
So I would like to see something like that. But also, I want to see him like Leprechaun in Washington, D.C. And like, you know, I just want to see him in different.
Leprechaun as president.
You know, like, I just want to see a lot in just fun, different places.
Yeah. Yeah, I get that. I get it. It'd be fun to put... What I would do, like if I was like legitimately like given the IP,
mm-hmm.
I would approach Warwick Davis first.
Right.
Well, I would come with some ideas. I think that Leprechaun is prime for a series.
Yes.
I think that it would be kind of like how Chucky became a series.
Mm-hmm.
I think you write that with Warwick Davis in mind. You do a really good pilot and say, do you want to be involved in this? I think you do something that's... in the spirit of Thanksgiving, to where it's a town that's celebrating St. Patrick's Day, and somehow you address the lore of all of these, right? Mm-hmm. You address if there are separate ones, not, and just on St. Patrick's Day, somehow the leprechaun gets let loose, and he's wrecking havoc across town, and maybe you have a core group of teens that just wanna, you know, stop it.
Right.
And I think that would be a lot of fun, and that would be a fun, like, limited series to see how it would turn out. But I'd want to see, like, the town decorated for St. Patrick's Day.
Kind of like My Bloody Valentine.
Yes, and really encapsulate the St. Patrick's Day feel.
Mm-hmm.
And, but you'd have to, I would say you'd have to have Warwick on board. My other idea would be you could stick with anthology, like this is kind of leaning towards,
mm-hmm.
but have Warwick, I bet you could get him to come in and do like a crypt keeper thing where it's like the leprechaun is in his tree or whatever and he's like, hey,
his Houdini tree.
Yeah, you're like, let me tell you a tale of the leprechaun here. And then you have like an anthology of, you know, however many, 5 to 8 tales of leprechauns or tales of St. Patrick's Day. It doesn't always have to be a leprechaun, mm-hmm. but I think that could be something he would be interested in because you could come on set, you're there for like
a few
days, like kind of narrating how the crypt keeper would do it. That'd be another thing. I kind of don't want to see a movie. I really think that this is prime for a series.
That would be fun. And you know what you could do as a series? You could cob Easter eggs from each of the other leprechauns, you know, like,
yes, for
sure. Someone's smoking clover weed.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's iron, there's a safe, there's, you know, all these little things that you can pull from.
Yeah.
And to show the love for that series,
for
the franchise.
Yeah.
And have all those little Easter eggs and callbacks. I think that would be fun.
Yeah. And then, you know, at the very end, you know, if it does well, you just tease Jennifer Aniston.
Right.
I think there's like history of like for a while there, she like wouldn't
acknowledge it,
but she has recently and talked about it and mm-hmm. stuff. And I think I heard, who's her husband?
No one anymore, I don't think.
Okay.
Justin Trudeau was her last husband,
okay.
I believe.
There was, I think she told it or someone did, that like whenever it would be on TV, he'd keep it on and she'd be like, oh, son of a bitch. And he would like watch it, like, check this out. So that's a lot of fun. I don't know. I think it's prime for a series. I think it'd be perfect for like Screambox or Shudder to pick up or to do a Leprechaun series.
Yeah.
Shit. I'll write a pilot.
Yeah.
I'll pitch it to Warwick. Come on. I'll do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that would be fun. And just like six to eight episodes and yeah.
But knowing that, I think pretty much there is a movie coming. And what do you want from that? Say it's a separate thing and we're not getting Warwick. Do you want a continuation of, like this last leprechaun going to Bismarck? I don't think we're getting that. We're getting a complete new tale.
New tale. I don't know. You know, I think they'll probably like redo it, you know, like redo the OG.
I don't know.
But again, it is hard because they seem like different leprechauns. So like, is it, I would kind of like to see him go back to Vegas and have fun in Vegas.
Go back to Vegas?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what I want from a movie, a Leprechaun movie. I'm up for, I guess, anything as long as it's along the lines of comedy and some cool kills and a fun cast and it's made well. That's all I ask
and
for.
And it has to be fun. You have to have some killer one-liners that are spot on.
Yeah.
You know, like, I think in two, there was like barely any, like there was one where like, where are his one-liners? Like he has them, but or maybe it was space or it was like, he'd have a couple, but they weren't great.
Yeah.
And so you're like, oh, who's writing these one-liners? Cause like they could be punchier and they're not as tight as they should be. So.
Yeah. Well, before we go, I just, they weren't initially going to do Leprechaun Back to the Hood. The director had another idea.
It was, really?
They were going to Spring Break.
So, oh my God, so do that.
He pitched that it was Spring Break, but then I think the producers were like, no, the Hood one did good numbers. So just put him back in the Hood. But seeing him in Spring Break would be great. There'd be so many titties and he'd be having so much fun.
Spring Break would be perfect.
Like I don't know, like if Spring Break in, where was it? Where's the
place? Fort Lauderdale.
Is that still a thing?
I don't know. But when we were kids, a lot of movies were like they had to go to Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah. To see bitches.
It was like always an adventure. Like you get to go crazy, wild. Yeah. Yeah. Like that was always a, it was a thing when we were kids.
Yeah.
Right?
Is that
still a thing, guys?
I don't know. Maybe.
But it would be a lot of fun to see
it's
him.
It's kind of like how like where'd wet t-shirt contests go? They went with Fort Lauderdale.
I don't know.
It's gone.
Sad.
Anyways, what's your guys' favorite Leprechaun film?
Yeah, let us know. Have you seen all of them?
Yeah.
What would you like to see in a new Leprechaun movie?
Yeah.
And don't forget to like, share, and subscribe, guys.
My babies.
Our Bloody Marys are dead, and so are we. Bye. Bye-bye.